Shear has obviously dwindled, and we only are left with the quality people. Tuesday night, Shmaisa. Tess, Yud Aleph, Adar Aleph. And we're going over the first two prokim, a little more beyond of the first Shmaisa. Let's see. If you have a Bukhanan, so the Kovitz Biurim, which is a sefer that the Bukhanan wrote on Shev Shmaitzer. Kovitz Biurim. It's a little along, it's like in the second half of the sefer. On top it says Kovitz Biurim on Shev Shmaitzer. So the very first piece. Let's find the very first piece. He says, "Shev Shmaitzer Rei Shmaitzer Aleph." Hey, Bikushi brings on Akasha, and that's really what the first two prokim are basically centered about. The Das Harambam, the Sfeikus Mutar Min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, that Sfeik is Mutar Min HaTorah. Im Kein Lomeli Krol Mishrei Sfeik Mamzer. That's the question. Why do you need a pasuk to be Mata Sfeik Mamzer? So I am sure Mashevi Litarit Mashem Hamarit Upri Chodosh Vapnei Yeshua, but the Bukhanan himself says because of a Rashba. I don't see what's everybody in a tizzy about. The Rashba writes explicitly in Maseches Kiddushin Mamza Vadri Yom Rachmona below Mamza Safek. The Rashba writes, Mikan Dikdek Rambam B'Tshuvas Shelo. The Rambam writes in his Tshuvas, the Chiyamrinim Baalmos Sfeikah D'Raisa L'Chumra Midrabanon, that the Din of Sfeik Midraisa L'Chumra is only Midrabanon. Midraisa HaTorah Loi Osra Ela Havadai, which is a very interesting Lashon. I wonder if the Rambam says such a Lashon. It's really very, very powerful sentence. The Torah only asks it Vadai. That means, I mean, to me, that sentence means, not like we were saying up until now, that the Sufek Pshat is you don't have to be afraid, maybe it's Chazer, but it sounds more like the way we're learning in the Marit, Sufek Mamzer, that it's Mamish Mutter, because his Lashon, I don't know if you can be Medayek the way Rabbi Chanan says it all, but I don't know, he says the Torah only asked Vadai. Torah only asked Vadai Chazer, which is funny, like, I mean, that's what the Rambam sees in the pasuk Mamza Vadai Vloy Mamza Sofek. I'll tell you why I think the Rambam could have said it. What kind of a drasha is that, Mamza Vadai Vloy Mamza Sofek? It doesn't say, there's no extra word. It doesn't say in the Torah Vadai. It says in the Torah Mamza. It says in the Torah Chazir. It says in the Torah Avodah Zorah. It says a lot of things in the Torah, Nevela. Like, why would Mamza be picked to say Mamza Vadai below Mamza Sofek? So it could be that's why the Rambam extrapolates that this is really something that's true in Kol HaTorah Kula. That when the Torah asks in Nevela, it only asks in Vadai Nevela. Now the truth is, I don't see why you would say it only asks in Vadai Nevela.
Well, if you were to say it that way, then for Sufek the Torah is Lakula then, because it's...
Well, that's what the Rambam Shita is, Lakula. We're trying to look at the, if you will, the physics of it. Till now we were saying, even according to the Rambam, Sufek D'Raisa Lakula is that you don't have to be worried that it's Chazer. Go ahead, cross the street with your eyes closed, it's okay. Take a chance. I'm okay with you taking a chance. But this way of saying it sounds more like the Maritz explanation of Mamza Vadai Vloy Mamza Sofek, and that is that it's once it's a Sofek, it's Vadai Mutter. Not Sofek Mutter, but Vadai Mutter. Because he says, the Imid Diaraisa, Loi Osra HaTorah Vadai Ela HaVadai. Now, I don't know how he knows that. If I were to go over to someone and say, what did the Torah ask him? Chazer? Or Vadai Chazer? They'll look at me a little strangely. What do I mean to say? I think the Torah asked Chazer. Didn't ask her Vaday Chazer. What do I mean? The Afkamina is by Sofek. The Sofek may be Osir. It still could be it's maybe Osir, but the Torah said, don't worry about it. That's how we're learning in the Rambam. Clear. We've been learning in the Rambam until now that Sofek Yeraisa Lekula means that it indeed is Sofek Osir. It's Sofek Mutter, Sofek Osir.
But
you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Well, having to bring a carbon is a kasha, they ask. That's what the Shemaitre brings down a kasha. If it's mutter to do, why do you have to bring a carbon? That's what we saw in Rabbi Chanan yesterday, that shakla v'tariya, 2 days ago, that shakla v'tariya back and forth, whether you could live with having to bring a carbon and it being mutter. But I'm saying if it's Sofek Chazer, it's Sofek Osir. That's what we're learning till now. If it's Sofek Chazer, it's Sofek Osir. But you're allowed to go eat it, even though it's Sofek Osir. The Torah said it's okay, go eat it. But now we're saying a new Svarim. Not new. Now the Rambam is saying, it sounds from the Rosh Chanan that the Rambam is comparing Kol HaTorah Kula to Sofek Mamzer. That he's saying the Torah only forbade Vaday Chazer. Not Chazer, but Vaday Chazer. Meaning if it's Sofek Chazer, then it's Mutter. Not Pshat, it's Sofek Osir, Sofek Mutter. But it's Vaday Mutter. That's what he seems to be saying. Don't call it Torah Kula. What?
I think Isur is only on the Meisah. Isur, any Isur Torah is never on the Chazer. It's only on the Meisah.
Right.
You can't do a Meisah meeting Vaday Chazer.
Right. But it's very, very difficult. I mean, it's very, very bekiddush to say that. Let's see, Vaday Chazer, Avi or Ran. But the Rebbe Chana's main point is that you can't ask a kasha on the Rambam. Why do you need a pasuk of Sofek Mamzer? The Rambam derives it from Sofek Mamzer. That's the Rambam's source. That Sofek is mutter min haTorah is from the din of Mamzer Vaday belong Mamzer Sofek. Chen hei b'Iran b'soy perik v'ishan nikmes b'shem haRamban to be Sofek Mamzer lomeg l'chol haTorah kula is fakos mutarin. That's his source. That's his makor. V'im kein mahikshu krob b'Sofek Mamzer lomeli is Sofek Chanan. So what kind of a kasha? That's a source. Hamikan nilmar, I'll call it Torah Kula. Okay. Bayin shom b'shem shmaitzah.
Who was that when they're asking that kasha? If
you're
asking that kasha,
obviously, yeah. Bayin, I don't know. Either the Rambam said it or he didn't say it. Bayin shom b'shem shmaitzah. We learned this also in Perek Beis. She'evi b'shem ha'mishnah l'melech. Davo gab the Sofek Mamza Mutter, but Mamza Shinus Arev is low shari, because it's Ikba Isura. And by Ikba Isura, just like you find that you bring an Arshim Tolui, so Sofek is also. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. The Shmaitza argues strongly and says it's still a Heftz of Sofek, and therefore it's still Mutter. So Rukhanan says, first he brings down the Mishnah Melech, the Chivit the Bechi Hagab, the Mavi and Arshim Tolui. So therefore, it would be Osir. B'shev Shmaitza Hissa Golad, the Shev Shmaitza asks on the Mishnah Lamelech, the Mabakach the Mavi and Oshim Tolui, given the Mide Svek Aloy Nafka, and still a Chefs of the Sufik. But Torah Omer, Mamza Vada, Beloy Mamza Sufik. So it's still included in the Xeris Akosov. Is there Sufik who had come to show? No, this is the Shmaitza's problem with the Mishnah Lamelech. Well, if Ima Shekosavti says Rabbi Chanan, Divriyam Mishnah Melech Mechonan, Mishnah Melech's right. Because the Rambam derives all Sveikis from Sofek Mamzer. So that means everything's din has to be the same. Because it's all derived from Sofek Mamzer. Now, by all Sveikis, by Ikba Yisura, we say it's Osir min haTorah. The Shmaitzer himself said that. By other Yisura. Shmaitzer holds Mamzer's different. But that's what the Bukhanan is going to say. Mamza can't be different. It has to be the same as Kol HaTorah Kula. Right. And Cain, the Sofek Mamza Gam Cain who, says the Bukhanan. Obviously, if it's the source, it's going to have to be the same. And by Yikbi Yisura, it's going to be also. Then Chiluk means Sofek Mamza Lashari Sveikas. He doesn't explain why, but the Shmaitz's reasoning is right, that it's still a Chefs of the Sofek, and Sofek is Mutter. The Sofek Mamzer, La Alma, Then you can say like the Shmaitzer, that even by it by Yisura, Suffolk Mams is Mutter, because Mams of Adik, but Mams is Suffolk. Okay.
Why couldn't you learn a little bit reversed, if you will, that maybe through Svara you can say that any suffix, whether it's kashrut or a suffix chazer or whatever, that it wouldn't be allowed, it would be usher to begin with. And so the exception to the rule would be mamzer. That's why you need the pasuk.
Well, that's what the other Rishonim hold, which was searching according to the Rambam, that holds in all of Torah, suffix is mutter, midiraisa. That's what we're searching for. You just described very well, very clearly, the other Rishonim, who hold that suffix is usher and mams is the exception. So that's clear. The question is, according to the Rambam, mams is not the exception, l'chayra. So why do you need a pasuk for it? Okay, now we're going to go back to, I want to say over a piece, this is a good sefer, it brings down, not Rabbi Chanan, but it's something very fundamental, so I want to say it over. From the Dvar Avraham. It's going on, remember, okay, the Shmaitzer brought down the Pnei Yeshua that you need a pasuk of Safik Mamza Mutter with his robe. Okay, so his robe, so still Safik Mamza's Mutter.
Rove what?
Rove, a rove saying it is a mamza. So still, Suffolk mamza is mutter. The Shmaitzer attacks that and says rove is not called Suffolk. Rove is called vadai. And he proves it from the fact that you give misa, you go bus a rove, and you give someone misa, and because you base it on a rove. I wanted to be mechalik between the reason it's not shver on the Pnei Yeshua. I said, because that's the Pesach was talking about a Ruba de Issa come on. And the Shmaitzer's Raya from a Gemara is talking about a Ruba de Lesser come on. Anyway, the Dvar of Rom, which is a Sefer written in the last century, he brings down a Teretz of the Pnei Yeshua. He doesn't call it my word. I said the words Ruba de Issa. The Pnei Yeshua was talking about Ruba de Issa. And the Gemara that says it's a Vadai, not a Suffolk, is talking about Ruba de Lesser. He says it a little differently. Ruba de Chol de Parish, that's a Ruba de Issa, come on. Chol de Parish, my Ruba Parish, against a Rove and Svara. That's why it's a Ruba de Lesser, come on, as a Rove and Svara. So he says.
A Rove and Svara?
That's what he calls it, a Rove and Svara. Some Rishonim call it a Rove and Teva Ha'olam. That the Teva Ha'olam is that way, that let's say 80% of animals are going to be kosher. Roman Svara means that it's not based on a set. I gave a set of 10 things and one came out in the set. So we say called the parish Meruba parish. That's not a Svara, that's a din. We argued about this. It's not necessarily a svara to say it came from the rove. It is what it is. I mean, it's 50-50. It's like flipping the coin. I don't know. Okay, it's all words. I don't want to get into the words. And then the Dvar Avraham says, his chilek is, and he explains the chilek. By Ruba de Parish, that the Pnei Yeshua was right. It remains a suffix. You don't know what it is. The Torah is telling you to follow the road. Called the parish, Meruba parish. It's not telling you what it is. But the rove, Ruba the lesser, come on. I say, you shecht an animal. So let's say midiraisa, you don't have to check if it's a treif or not. Midiraisa, you can assume it's not a treif because most animals are not treifus. That's the Teva Ha'olam. Is that most or not? So that's already talking about this specific animal that you have in front of you. And it's saying it's not a treif. It's talking about this animal. And it's saying it's not a treifer. It's not saying it's an 80%. It's not a treifer. You follow Ruben the Lesser Carmona, it's not a treifer.
That sounds like the Chazak Asura.
know why.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what he says also. So that's what the teretz to the Pnei Yeshua would be. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about a Ruben the Issa come on, which you have a suffix. You don't really know. You're following the road. But Ruben the Lesser come on is a psak telling you what the thing is. So that's called a vada. Okay, it answers the Pnei Yeshua, the Shemaitis Kash on the Pnei Yeshua. Now, getting back, let's go back to Elchanan here. We have Oz Beis. Again, Kovitz Biurim, the second piece. Havi B'Shem Pnei Yeshua, the second piece of Kovitz Biurim on Shemaitis. Shom Perek Aleph, Havi B'Shema Pnei Yeshua, the Shemaitzer brings a Pnei Yeshua, that Safik Bamzu is Mutter, even when there's a Cheskos Isser, that's the Pri Chadosh. Pnei Yeshua says that even when there's, yeah, look at the Chasim Kali, you can look at the Chasim Kali. You can go out and dance for them, they're washing. I think they're going into the Yichud room maybe. No, that's not the Chasim Kali, I can't see so well. Maybe it is. Is that a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl, so that's the chasson and kala. Okay. Yaitza. So he said to the Pnei Yeshua, said even though it is a roi. The Pri Chodesh says even though it is a chazaka. The Pasuk of Safik Mamzumut, there was talking about even if there's a chazaka. So again, the Shemaitzer attacks the Pri Chodesh too. He doesn't play favorites. He attacks him just like he attacked the Pnei Yeshua. And he says, Rav, Chazaka, come on. It's not called Sofik, it's called Vadai. Wake up! Not called Sofik, it's called Vadai. And the Torah was only talking about Sofik, but it is called Vadai. So then the Pnei Yeshua turns somersaults and says that, okay, it's a Chazaka with a flaw.
But the chazaka with a flaw is still
Ikbe Yisura.
Right. Status
right.
Quo.
Ikbe Yisura. Okay. I don't know. Rabbi Chanan says the Shemaitzer himself in Shemaitzer Beis, Perek Tesvov, says Safik Mams is Mutter, even against the road, like the Pnei Yeshua. Even
so
if
it's
called
the
Parish. Yeah. He himself brings it down. He says Shemaitzer Beis, Perek Tesvov. Oh, and the Shemaitzer says, we said in Shemaitzer Aleph that Mamzer, when there's a roll, it's called Vadai. This is exciting. That's Ruben the Lesser come on. What?
Huh?
Shmaitz himself says that in Shmaitz's face. Okay, we'll just wait till we get up to there. That's weird. I can't find that hard to believe. Shmaitz of Bayes, Perik Tesvov. He changed his mind. Shmaitz obeys Perik Tosvav. Yeah. Okay, let's wait till we get up to that. I don't know.
So he does do a U-turn?
He makes a U-turn. Shmaitz obeys Perik Tosvav. If all the Gosavnu, yeah, I'll read you. If you want to look at it. Everybody has a different print. Shmaitz obeys Perik Tosvav. Okay, we could all agree on that. What seems to be the third paragraph. Vahodakasavnu is the third paragraph. Vahodakasavnu b'shmaitz aleph perik aleph. The gam b'mamza safek. Hechad deika ruboy chazok ha'vlei mamza vadai. La fuki mi mashikosav a Pnei Yeshua b'chidushov Hainu Reuben the lesser come on. He himself says, I don't get it. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about a Reuben the Issa come on. Hainu the Reuben the lesser come on. There's a father. Rove Abomin Asvara. The Rove Yukei Shehuavim. But called the Porish, Meruba Porish is not called a Rove Atoli but Svara. Because in Svara is a 50-50 chance. It could have come from the mute. That's called 50-50. But you go with the Mishnah, with the Gemara, with the Din. The Din is you go with a Rove.
But 50-50 is Rove. It's Suffolk.
Yeah, but the chances are 50-50. But when you say, what did it come from the set of nine things, or did it come from the set of one thing? Called the Porish, Meruba Porish. I don't know, what does the statistician say? Is there more, you have a set of, you have 10 things, 10 blue things and one red thing. One thing comes out, you don't know what color it is. What are the statistical chances that it's blue or red?
There's a 90% chance that it's blue,
yeah?
And a 10% chance
not 50-50?
That it's red. Nope.
Maybe you're wrong. Maybe in Hilchus chance it's 50-50. Who do we have to ask? We have to ask an actuary, a statistician.
Call up my statistics professor in college.
Yeah. Call him up right now.
I don't know what his name is. I remember his name. That's long since retired.
I don't know, statistics is not Sfora either. Statistics could also lie. It could be they're not true. It could be there is no more. We're talking in Svara. In Svara, is there more chance of it's blue than it's red? So he's saying no. And I think of, I'm making a face. I think if Shimon also says no, just like, that's his lottery ticket, Marshall. Okay, we'll ask him. Rabosai. Rabosai, you look like intelligent people. You.
How are you?
You look like intelligent people. Nine blue marbles and one red marble are mixed together. 10 marbles mixed together. You pick up a marble and it's in your hand and you don't know what color it is. What are the, I don't want to use the word statistics. In Svara, what are the, no, I don't know, maybe in statistics. What are the chances it's blue? Is it
nine blue, one red.
Is it possible that indeed it's 50-50? You have the 50-50 chance if it's blue or red. Because it could just as easily be a blue one as a red one. You picked up one marble. Right. Right. So it's 50-50. Which is before the fact, it is it's 9-1 that you'll pick up a blue one. But after you, it's 50-50 what this is.
No, it's still not.
Right. That, the Shmeitzer says that Kol DePorish Meruba Porish is not a Svara because there's just as much chance it's from the Miut as from the Rove. There's just as much chance.
Yeah, but you're evaluating a Suffolk on the original total.
We're talking
growth.
About exactly this case. One piece was Porish.
In Svara.
He said, wait a minute, we decided to ask them. What do you want? Now all of a sudden you don't want to ask them. I don't know what you call Svara. I don't know what Svara means.
If I had a box of 100 marbles, 99 black, 1 white.
Did you hear what he said? He explained it very well. Before you pick it up, you would say there's a 90% chance you'll pick a blue. But after you pick it up, it's either blue or red. And that's 50-50.
Okay, but wait. But I have a box here with 99 and 1, right? Pick one out.
99, what are you trying to scare me?
No,
it's not 91.
More obscure. No, I'm trying to scare
90 and 10.
I pick one out. Now we want to make, now if we want to make a bet.
Yeah.
The marble was in my hand. I already picked it out. It's not after the fact I picked it out. I wasn't going to make a bet. It wouldn't be an even money bet. You wouldn't bet even money on it. It's far.
Are you saying the Las Vegas people, you're saying in Las Vegas they would give you even odds? After you picked it up. In Las Vegas, the bookkeepers in Las Vegas, they would give you even odds? Now, what is this marble? Right. You know, you're holding a piece of meat, you want to eat it. The real question is it chazer or not? Not, the question is not which set did it come from. The question is this nevela or not nevela?
Okay, if you're going to do it that way, though, Rove never applies.
It doesn't.
At 50-50, Rove never applies.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Wait, first of all, but it's a busser that you go busser Rove. But Ruben the Lesser, come on, it does apply. Because Ruben the Lesser, come on, says that the Teva Habriya, see, there's nothing Teva about the marbles or the nevela. So therefore, you say, what is this marble? It's 50-50. But when in the Teva Habriya, 9 out of 10 animals born will be not trefos. That's in the Teva Habriya. So when I pick up an animal and I say, what is it? So there's a 90% factor in the Bria Sa'ola that says it's kosher.
See, you've got to, if you're going to take that,
you know, we're really laymen. We have to talk to mathematicians. We have to see how it's the world of statistics.
But the premises that we're dealing with, they're both true. I'm not saying that they're not. What they said as well is true. But when we're looking at this, we can't switch the platform of where our premise applies. At first you say over here, and then we're saying, no, we're moving over here. You know, we're saying, okay, down here we got a 90%, we've got a set of 10 and a subset of 1. Once you get the subset, now you're making that subset the set. Okay, you're getting rid of the original set.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, if you take your 10, you got a 9 and a 1. Okay, 9 blue, 1 red. Okay, at that point when you pick, you got a 90% chance of picking blue. Okay, or a 10% chance of picking red. Not a problem. Now you pick one. Okay, now you're saying it's 50-50 over here. This
now, if I frame the question the following way, what is this marble? So I'm saying the answer to that question is there's a 50-50 chance what it is. It's either blue or red. It's 50-50. It either is blue or it's red. It's not 90% chance that it's blue. You already picked it. There's no... The mathematical forces saying that Rove will work, they've been spent already. They're gone. There's not no gaya. I'm holding it in my hand now. It's either blue or it's red. Mashenkin, Ruben the Lesser, come on. That is like a constant force in the Teva Habriya saying blue, 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 blue.
I can agree with that to an extent, but the premise that you're assuming is that you can separate these two instances all by themselves. They're connected.
I don't know what you mean by separating them.
Okay, basically you're saying...
Your hand has a story, it has a history.
Right, it has a history. It's not like it's not like you started out with two and you picked one. Okay, you started out with 10 and 9 out of 10 were one color. Okay, yes, the marble in your hand is 50-50, but that has a history, and that 50-50 still doesn't really apply because it's still 90% to 10% chance that that thing is blue.
Okay, so I'm just saying it depends how you frame the question. If I would have to frame the question, what is this? let's say, I'm asking a theoretical question. If I would have to frame it as what is this, blue or red, then we would agree it's 50-50. I think, I don't know, let me think about this more. But the Shmaitzer himself said, this is like unbelievable. We're sitting here talking with him on the phone and talking, fighting. And the Shmaitzer himself in Perikel makes this chilek. What I can't fathom is that he said the Pnei Yeshua is talking about a Ruben the lesser come on, and that's why he argues with the Pnei Yeshua and says it's Vadai, that's demonstrably not so. Pnei Yeshua is talking about a Ruben the Issa come on. Weird. No, it's weird that the Schmeitzer base break goes both talks about.
See if I can look up my statistics, teacher.
No, we don't want to know what the Goyish statistics. We want to know the forces of the universe.
Are the forces of the universe actually saying that 90% of animals are kosher?
Yeah. That's in the Teva Habriya. The overwhelming majority of animals are kosher. I'm talking about now, not... I'm talking about treifa. I'm not talking about if they were shechted properly. That's obviously not in the Teva Habriya. Ruben the lesser come on, you say, what is this? So there's an 80% pulsating force in the Bria saying it is kosher. 80%. Because there's a reason. That's shot in the Bria. In the Bria, see, in the marbles, there's nothing in the Teva HaBria that says it should be a blue marble. It's just it was in a mixture, and nine of them were blue. So I think that the mistake we make, or that people make, is that they think that in Teva, that becomes Teva. That 9 out of 10 are blue. Doesn't become Teva. It's always happens. It's not. There's no force in the Bria saying it's blue. It's blue. It's blue. It's just Mikra. You had 10. You had one. You picked one. So what are the chances that you picked a blue one? If you frame the question, what are the chances that you picked the blue one? Then your chances are 9 to 1. But if we frame the question, what is this marble, blue or red? Then you're forced to say 50-50. It's either blue or it's red. But if you have something like a Ruben the Lesser come on, where there's something in the Bria, then when you pick up a cow and you say, is this kosher or treif? And there's something in the Bria saying, most animals are born kosher. So you say, oh, probably it's kosher too. It doesn't work, I guess. If you look at Ruben the Lesser, come on, as all the animals in the world are in a taruvos, and one comes out, then, but that's not true, because then everything would be a Ruben the Issa, come on. You wouldn't have a Ruben the Lesser, come on. It would all be Issa, come on. If all you did in Ruben the Lesser, come on, is you took all the animals in the world into one room, and you said, well, 8 out of 10 are kosher, so then you've just transformed it into a Ruben the Issa come on, and attacker wouldn't work. Okay, something to think about. You don't have to sleep so good, well tonight. You could worry about this.